Sudan has announced the formation of a new government with Hassan Bakri appointed as first vice president. Bakri replaces Ali Taha, who resigned on Saturday. President Omar Bashir announced Taha's resignation, saying he made the decision to make room for the youth. The second vice president, parliament speaker, and his assistant have also been replaced. The government had announced in November that it was planning to carry out a major reshuffle. The move is apparently aimed at appeasing protesters after fuel price increases provoked the country's worst unrest in years. Let's go to Detroit and talk to Abiyomi Azikiwe, editor of Pan-African Newswire. Welcome, sir. Ms. Azikiwe, just how would this new government change the political atmosphere of the country?
The political atmosphere has been shaken inside the Republic of Sudan since 2011, when the country was partitioned as a result of the breakaway of the Republic of South Sudan. The two countries together had constituted the largest geographic nation state in Africa. Sudan was emerging as a major oil producing state. They were producing 500,000 barrels per day of oil. Since the partition and since the continuing problems associated with the partition, as well as internal problems within the Republic of Sudan today, oil production now is down to less than 200,000 barrels per day. So the partition of the country, which was something that was highly supported by the United States as well as the State of Israel, which both supported the Republic of South Sudan, which broke away from the mother country, both economies have suffered immensely. In the Republic of South Sudan, it's questionable whether it's even a viable nation state. The economy there has pretty much been in a standstill since the partition. And of course, in the north, in the Republic of Sudan, their economy has been negatively impacted as a result of the partition, because many of the oil fields are in the south, and production has been disrupted because of disagreements between the government in Juba, the Republic of South Sudan, and the government in Khartoum cannot agree on many aspects in terms of border demarcations. They have not been able to agree on fees, service fees for the production, the extraction, and the export of oil from the south through the north. The whole infrastructure of the country in terms of oil production has been disrupted. So when the government withdrew fuel subsidies several weeks ago, there were mass demonstrations throughout the capital of Khartoum. And as a result of that, the condition is becoming even more conflicted in terms of the various factions in the north.
So what you're saying is that the policies of the government do not resonate with the people as much?
Yes. What is happening is that the standard of living has dropped precipitously because of the decline in oil production and the revenue brought in from oil production. And you have opposition forces in the Republic of Sudan. Other groups and even the people in Darfur in an effort to overthrow the government.
Well, it seems we lost Abiyomi Azikiwe there. Perhaps we'll talk to him later on in the program.